Hello, my name is Leroy Chow. I'm an American astronaut. I served as a NASA astronaut from 1990 to 2005. I had the good fortune of flying four space missions, three times aboard space shuttles, and my last mission I flew with the Russians as a co-pilot on the Soyuz spacecraft, and I flew to the International Space Station on that mission and served for 6.5 months as the commander and NASA science officer aboard. My first time into space was a very emotional event because I wanted to be an astronaut since I was an 8-year-old kid watching the first Apollo moon landing. And so some 25 years later, I finally got my chance to go into space. And so to go get up there, main engine cut off after 8.5 minutes of thrust, and then to look back at the Earth, I remember just being awed by the view. It was just, the colors were so bright. The thin line of the atmosphere is actually fluorescent blue, different shades of blue. And it was a very emotional moment because it was the culmination of a boyhood dream. It's hard to describe, but it was, I took a moment just to enjoy it, literally about 5 seconds, and then it was time to get to work because one of my tasks after getting into orbit was to get out of my seat, grab a video camera, and film the external tank as it fell away to document its condition. But boy, it was a magical moment.
I'd love to experience it one day. Do you have a favorite story, moment, or thing that you wish people would ask you that you haven't been asked before?
Let's see. Do I have a question I wish had been asked? Well, not really, I guess. But I do have a favorite story to relate, and it has to do with during one of my spacewalks while I was helping to build the International Space Station. There was a time, several minutes, when I was on the end of the robotic arm of the shuttle, so my boots were locked into a footplate on there, and I was being moved from one work site on the space station to another. And for several minutes, I didn't have a view of either the space station or the space shuttle. All I had was a face full of the Earth. And so I was watching the continents and the clouds and the oceans roll by at 17,500 miles an hour, which works out to be about 5 miles a second. And I literally felt like I was flying over the Earth like a satellite. And that was the neatest feeling, really was. And the colors, again, were so bright. When you look at the Earth from space, it doesn't even look real. It looks like it's a painting because the colors just don't seem they should be that bright, but it really is.
And right, so we've got our two myths that astronauts eat NASA ice cream in the little packets that you can buy from the space centers and museums, and the Great Wall of China, is that visible from space?
Right, unfortunately there are a couple of myths about space flight, and one of them is the astronaut ice cream. We don't really have that in our menu, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever tried it. The other concerns the Great Wall, in that some of the Apollo astronauts said that you could see the Great Wall, and in fact, I think one of them even claimed to have been able to see it from the moon, you know, 250,000 miles away. And when China launched their first astronaut in 2003, the first questions the reporters asked him after he came back is, did you see the Great Wall? And he said, I couldn't see anything. And so on my space station mission, that was one of my interests, since my heritage is Chinese, I wanted to try to determine whether or not you could see the Great Wall. And so I knew about where the Great Wall should be, so I shot a bunch of pictures, and it literally took me 3 months to find, several months to find the Great Wall, and actually I wasn't even sure. And it wasn't until a NASA analyst sent me back one of my photographs and said, you've got the Great Wall in this photograph, you know, it was the telephoto. And he said, this is the first verified astronaut photograph of the Great Wall. I was thrilled, but of course I couldn't claim that I actually saw it, because what I could see were a series of lines, but I couldn't tell which line was the wall, which line might have been a road or a dry riverbed or even a ridgeline. And frankly, I think that if you had perfect weather conditions and knew exactly where to look, you might be able to see it. But I can't claim that I saw it.